Nolte, blacklisting campaign launched against Shazam. Star Zach Levi. By John Nolte on January 31, 2023. The far-left fascists at the Daily Beast and elsewhere have launched a blacklisting campaign against Shazam. Star Zach Levi. A few days ago, Levi dared to stray off the woke plantation by criticizing Pfizer, one of the China flu vaccine manufacturers, which is currently embroiled in a Project Veritas controversy. Levi's sin was responding to a tweet declaring Pfizer a real danger to the world with the affirmation "hardcore agree." Later, with the comment "just one example of what I'm referring to," he tweeted out a Justice Department 2009 announcement about Pfizer paying the largest healthcare fraud settlement in history. Naturally, for the sin of not thinking, speaking, and tweeting in ways approved by the woke Gestapo, McCarthyite outlets like the Daily Beast have targeted his career for destruction. Yes, Zach Levi is problematic now. This reads like a Central Committee presentation. The Levi-Pfizer controversy has also had many people resurfacing a clip of the actor on the Joe Rogan Experience and expressing his admiration for Jordan Peterson, the right-wing, all-meat diet-obsessed self-help guru. Levi called Peterson one of the deepest thinkers I've ever heard break down, like, human behavior. Notably, that episode was released not long after Peterson had been suspended from Twitter for his anti-transgender comments about the actor Elliot Page. In the clip, Levi does not correct Rogan after the host deadnames Page. Again, this is not the first time Levi has been called out for his public political views. In 2018, he was chastised for a tweet regarding white men leading conversations about racism and sexism, saying that men can't lead meaningful conversations about sexism, and that white people can't lead meaningful conversations about racism, is both sexist and racist, he said. Truth doesn't care about privilege, nor do those who seek it. And back in 2020, Levi ruffled feathers with social media posts in which he appeared to empathize with Trump voters. Days after Joe Biden's presidential victory, Levi wrote on Instagram, "My hope and prayer is that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris answer that very call, in the same way I hoped and prayed that Donald Trump would do the same." Yep, Levi has entered the blacklisting trifecta. 1. Questioning the COVID religion. 2. Doing something that upsets cross-dressing weirdos. And 3. Saying something about Donald Trump that is not insulting. The Nazis who run Variety are on the blacklisting bandwagon. While Levi has the Shazam sequel opening in March, neither Gunn nor Safran spoke about a potential third Shazam movie during their DC Universe presentation. Just how Levi's anti-Pfizer tweet affects his Shazam Fury of the Gods press tour remains to be seen. Marvel had to endure a similar PR crisis when its Black Panther star Letitia Wright shared an anti-vax conspiracy video to her Twitter page long before Wakanda Forever's opening. The Nazis at the AV Club. Unfortunately, the Pfizer tweet was the spark that lit the fuse for this particular controversy. As the tweet gained more attention, other Twitter users pointed toward a clip of Levi on Joe Rogan's podcast praising controversial cultural commentator Jordan Peterson shortly after he had been suspended from Twitter for anti-transgender comments regarding Elliot Page. In the clip, Rogan deadnames Page and Levi does not correct him. To his credit, James Gunn, one of the two guys currently in charge of the flailing DC film franchise, didn't take the bait. "Actors and filmmakers that I work with are going to say things that I agree with and things that I don't agree with," Gunn said during a presentation on the Warner Brothers lot. "And that's going to happen. I don't have a list of things that somebody should say because of what I think. And you know, I can't be changing my plans all the time because an actor says something that I don't agree with." Gunn almost had his career wiped out over tweets. Looks like that experience has matured and humbled him. Hollywood and the media used to believe in freedom of speech. Hollywood and the media used to teach us that McCarthyism and blacklisting were scars on the soul of America. Look at these monsters now, and over nothing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.